and yet another plot twist today in the ongoing story of Congressman Tom DeLay. The former House Majority Leader stands accused of money laundering and conspiracy. Preliminary proceedings in his trial are underway in Austin, Texas. On Tuesday, the original judge assigned to the trial was removed after DeLay's defense team said that Judge Bob Perkins could not be a fair arbiter. Perkins had contributed several thousand dollars to Democrats. Now, Republican Administrative Judge B.B. Schraub recused himself after prosecutor Ronnie Earle said that Schraub made contributions to Republican candidates. Joining us now from Austin is Larry Schooler, a reporter at member station KUT there in Austin. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Neil.
Let's catch up for a minute. You were in court on Tuesday when the first judge assigned to hear the DeLay case was removed. Tell us what happened and why.
Well, Neil, it's a fairly remarkable scene. Retired Senior District Judge C.W. Duncan came to Austin to hear a motion made by Congressman DeLay's defense team to recuse Judge Bob Perkins. As you said, Judge Perkins had made contributions both to the Democratic Party, to Democratic Party candidates, and specifically to the group MoveOn.org, which has had a sort of anti-DeLay campaign going on for some time. And DeLay's attorneys argued that it would make it appear that Judge Perkins would be biased in hearing a case that, of course, had a lot to do with politics. The case involves Congressman DeLay's fundraising for Texas Republicans in 2002. Judge Duncan ruled in favor of Congressman DeLay and therefore had Judge Perkins recused from hearing the case. So that meant that the administrative judge for this part of Texas would pick a new judge for Congressman DeLay's trial. And that administrative judge, B.B. Schraub, had started working on that after Tuesday's hearing.
That's when the prosecutor came in and said, hey, wait a minute, Mr. Schraub, what's good? It's a sauce for the goose, it's sauce for the gander. Mr. Schraub has supported Republican candidates in the past.
He either said that or he said two can play at this game. He essentially made the same arguments about Judge Schraub as the DeLay defense team had made about Judge Perkins. He cited contributions that Judge Schraub had made both to President George W. Bush's campaign, something like $2,000 during the 2000 election cycle, and to Texas Governor Rick Perry, himself a Republican, about $1,500 he had given to him. So the prosecutor singled out donations to Governor Perry because he had played a key role in supporting a congressional redistricting map that had been championed by Congressman DeLay back in 2003. That redistricting map had helped Republicans take some seats in the Texas congressional delegation mm-hmm. that had been held by Democrats.
Now
so the prosecution... Go ahead.
I was just going to say this was after the remarkable story of the Texas state legislature fleeing across the border to avoid voting on this.
Well, right, and Governor Perry had been on the side of Congressman DeLay, and the argument was that Judge Perkins had given to DeLay's opponents in that case and that Judge Schraub was giving now to or had given then to DeLay's allies. So he was no more qualified, so argued Prosecutor Ronnie Earle, no more qualified to be involved in this case than Judge Perkins.
So we're talking about the latest developments in the case of the people of Texas versus Tom DeLay. We're talking with Larry Schooler of KUT in Austin. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Now, Larry, judges in Texas are elected. They have to run for office. And, well, you'd think that most of them there are going to be either Democrats or Republicans. Aren't we going to run out of judges pretty soon?
I think that's the question on everybody's mind right now, Neil. Just about every judge in Texas runs as the member of a political party. And so they have obviously not only have to raise money for their own campaigns, but they then, I think, are expected to contribute back to the party and other party candidates on the ballot. So some lawyers that I've talked to are questioning what may be a precedent set by this ruling for Congressman DeLay of having judges recused on the basis of political affiliation. They find it hard to imagine a circumstance where you'll find an actual politically neutral judge in Texas. So some say it could pave the way for many more recusal motions until parties get exactly the judge that they want.
And in the case of Mr. DeLay, what happens next?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, the prosecutor in this case had asked that Judge Schraub, the Republican, forward the case on to the Court of Criminal Appeals. Instead, he's forwarding it on to the Texas Supreme Court, which is exclusively Republican. The Chief Justice is expected to, I guess, decide who will be the judge now, and that's Chief Justice Wallace Jefferson, who was appointed by Republican Governor Rick Perry. So it's kind of a Pyrrhic victory for the prosecution in this case that had hoped to kind of get a partisan Republican out of the way. They're still going to have a Republican decide who will be the judge. But interestingly, Neil, this is, of course, a jury trial.
Mm-hmm.
So the more interesting question may be whether Congressman DeLay is successful in getting the trial moved out of Austin, viewed as being a far more liberal and progressive city than, say, the rest of the state of Texas. John Kerry carried Austin, whereas, of course, President Bush carried the rest of the state. So the bigger question will be not necessarily who the judge is, but from where the jury is chosen and how that jury will view Congressman DeLay.
Well, also how the jury will view the case at this point. Congressman Congressman DeLay has argued consistently throughout that this is, you know, just politics. It's a Democratic prosecutor out to get me. As they go back and forth on this, well, highly amusing, but the more the case looks like does look political and more like a circus, doesn't that sort of support Mr. DeLay's point?
Well, it could. I mean, some attorneys that I've spoken to have argued that, you know, he's brought the very politics into this case that that Capitol Hill is sort of known for, that this should be a legal case based on criminal charges rather than a question of which side are you on. But but clearly, Congressman DeLay made the initial hearing about Judge Perkins almost exclusively about his partisan stripes. Had nothing to do. In fact, he made great pains. His legal team took great pains to say, we think Judge Perkins is a fair and impartial man who could preside over this case fairly and impartially. It just would appear as if he would be biased. And then Prosecutor Ronnie Earle turned that around and said, well, it would appear that a Republican might be biased in this case. So it's becoming a question of political appearances, and that could, as you say, have a significant effect on the way juries perceive the case.
In the longer term, is it going to lead people in Texas to reconsider the process by which judges are elected now?
That's certainly the contention of Texas Democratic Party Chairman Charles Sechting. That's what he said after the hearing on Tuesday. He said that in his eyes, this means that Texas really should at least have a conversation about whether to elect judges by party, because whether or not a party affiliation biases a judge or not, it apparently, at least in this case, creates the appearance of bias and may, in fact, create a more tense trial atmosphere. So this could open a larger debate over political campaigns in Texas in the long run.
And in the meantime, what are Texans making of all of this?
Well, it's hard to say. I think that there's a real sense in Austin that folks would like to see Tom DeLay tried in Austin. After all, Austin was the center of the redistricting fight that Congressman DeLay was such a key player in back in 2003. So I think a lot of Austinites would like to see the trial go forward here in Austin. And there are others, attorneys in town who may or may not be on Congressman DeLay's side, who think that he really would get a fairer trial somewhere else where he'd be in a city that wasn't so deeply affected by redistricting. After all, the redistricting process that Congressman DeLay championed split Austin into three congressional districts. It left Congressman Lloyd Doggett, for instance, with a district that runs from East Austin to the U.S.-Mexico border. And so there really are very tense feelings one way or the other about Congressman DeLay here in town. So I think there are a lot of Austinites that would like to see it stay here so that he would have to face justice here where he did so much redistricting work. Others say, well, I'd rather the trial be about the law, and maybe being outside of Austin would enable that to happen.
Hard to imagine it's getting any less publicity in Odessa or Midland than it is in Austin, though.
It may very well be the top story there as well today, Neil.
Larry Schooler, thanks very much for being with us. We appreciate your
time. My pleasure, Neil. Thank you very much.
Larry Schooler is a reporter with member station KUT in Austin, Texas, and he joined us from the studios there at the station. Ira Flatow will be here tomorrow with Science Friday. We'll see you Monday. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conant.